In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Question 146. Did Christ intend that this power should be exercised by the apostles alone? No, Christ intended that this power should be exercised also by their successors, the bishops of the church. This phrase, succession, you often hear it with the complete phrase apostolic succession, means that a bishop, an ordinary, received his consecration to be a bishop from another bishop who received it from one before him, and can trace it all the way back to the apostles. Sometimes this is very difficult to do, but sometimes you really can. It's when a bishop gets ordained, gets consecrated a bishop, they often make these charts and they can trace their ordination, trace their consecration way, way back in history. But this apostolic succession, again, is another way of looking at the fact that the church, our faith, is based on the testimony of the apostles and their actions, and theirs was based on Christ. Question 147. Did Christ give special power in his church to any one of the apostles? Christ gave special power in his church to Saint Peter by making him the head of the apostles and the chief teacher and ruler of the entire church. I remember hearing once of a gentleman who decided to become a Catholic, and when questioned why, he just said, "Somebody's got to be in charge." And how true that is for organizations, that you have human beings and someone has to be in charge. Someone has to make some decisions. And depending simply on a revelation or dreams or God talking directly to this or that person, that's just not going to happen. Question 148. Did Christ intend that the special power of the chief teacher and ruler of the entire church should be exercised by Saint Peter alone? Christ did not intend that the special power of chief teacher and ruler of the entire church should be exercised by Saint Peter alone, but he intended that this power should be passed down to his successor, the Pope, the Bishop of Rome, who is the Vicar of Christ on earth and the visible head of the church. This business of never being alone, this faith, the Roman Catholic faith, never meant to be done alone. There are so few exceptions to this that, and we call these exceptions being a hermit or a hermitess, there are so few exceptions that St. Bernard of Clairvaux once said that that is the most difficult vocation in the church. There is a book called The Honorarium. It lists all the priests, bishops, religious of the Catholic Church. And the last time I checked, there were only 75 official or recognized hermits and hermitesses in the entire Catholic Church. It's extremely rare. St. Hildegard of Bingen once said, she's a doctor of the Church, she once said that the life of being a hermit is inhuman. That is, we are so geared, so made by God for the company of other human beings that should we be in a situation of absolute solitary life, like a hermit, then we'll either be a saint or a devil. There would be no in-betweens with such a life. Remember, too, that not even the apostles went out alone. Our Lord sent them out two by two. And there was a wonderful line from the Psalms where David says, "A brother united with a brother is like a strong city fortified." Question 149. Who assists the bishops in the care of souls? The priests, especially parish priests, assist the bishop in the care of souls. It's almost as if a bishop has a crozier, a symbol of his office, of his the way he governs the diocese. And it's almost as if in order to be a priest working in his diocese, you have to have at least one hand on that crozier to help him in that care, not apart from him, but to help him in that office. Question 150. Who are the laity of the Church? The laity of the Church are all its members who do not belong to the clerical or religious state. Now, if you start to think at one point, well, who's more important than the other? Is the Pope more important than, say, a parish priest? And is he more important than a kid in the parish? Well, it's yes and no. Yes, in the sense, on face value, a child may not be able to do as much, say, as a prelate, but I like what St. Paul once said, "Shall the feet say to the hands, 'We have no need of thee'?" The clergy depend on the laity. The laity depend on the clergy. When the priesthood is healthy, so are marriages. If the clerical state gets damaged, then marriage and family will be damaged as well. St. John Vianney, the patron saint of parish priests, once said, "If the monks are excellent, the priests will be good. If the monks are good, the priests will be fair. If the monks are fair, the priests will be an abomination." So we priests in the apostolic life very much depend on priests in the contemplative life, like good Benedictines or Cistercians or Carthusians or Carmelites. But again, even though the contemplative life is above the apostolic life, it's not to say that the apostolic life is unimportant. We need each other.